With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. State health officials report 73 new cases of COVID-19 in the state and 2 new deaths. That brings the statewide total to 1,057 active cases, 48 deaths, and 3,145 people who fully recovered. One of the recent deaths is a Minnehaha County resident. The other is a resident from Pennington County. Pennington County also saw the day's largest increase with 15 new cases. A dozen other counties had smaller increases. The Department of Health confirms there is minimal to moderate community spread of COVID-19 in Aurora and Oglala Lakota counties. That means there's at least one case that can't be traced to a specific exposure. State health officials say the majority of COVID-19 cases connected to the Smithfield meatpacking plant in Sioux Falls have recovered. Meanwhile, other meatpacking plants in the state are seeing cases among employees. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
Smithfield was the largest cluster of COVID-19 cases in the nation in mid-April. In total, 841 employees and 245 of their close contacts tested positive. 2 employees died. As of Wednesday, state epidemiologist Josh Clayton says all of the close contacts have recovered. 10 Smithfield employees still have active cases of the coronavirus. But Smithfield isn't the only South Dakota meat plant seeing COVID-19 cases. In Aberdeen, 128 employees at the Demcota beef plant have tested positive, and 44 of those cases are still active. State officials say less than 10 cases are also connected to the Dakota Provisions meat plant in Huron. State epidemiologist Josh Clayton says the Department of Health usually won't link coronavirus cases to an employer unless there's an ongoing cluster. He says a few COVID-19 cases connected to the same business doesn't mean all employees are at risk.
Just realize that as we have additional questions regarding employers come up, we try and not talk about cases associated with an employer because there's not a determination that that's where the exposure occurred.
The only other time the Department of Health links a COVID-19 case to an employer is if there's a risk to the public. If an employee tests positive and may have had contact with customers while contagious, the department issues a public notice only if it's impossible to identify each individual who may have been exposed to the virus. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
Federal recommendations meant to keep meatpacking workers safe as they return to plants closed by the coronavirus have little enforcement behind them. That's fueling anxiety that working conditions could put employees' lives at risk. Extensive guidance issued last month by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention calls for meatpacking companies to erect physical barriers, enforce social distancing, and install more hand sanitizing stations, among other steps. But the guidance is not mandatory. OSHA's general guidance plainly says the recommendations are advisory and not a regulation or a new legal obligation. Governor Kristi Noem says the Attorney General continues to investigate tribal checkpoints on state and federal highways. She says that investigation has taken a new step. SDPB's Lee Strupinger reports.
Since early May, Governor Noem has asked the Cheyenne River and Oglala Sioux tribes to remove their checkpoints or face a federal lawsuit. The checkpoints are still in place. Now, the governor says she's provided investigative documents to the White House, the Department of Justice, and the Department of the Interior. She wants their help to resolve the issue and says the Justice Department has jurisdiction.
I know that there are questions out there about respecting sovereignty. So I invite everybody to go to covid.sd.gov to review all the easements that are in place granting us the right to put these roads where they are. These are easements that the tribe did agree to, and the legal documentation is there showing that these checkpoints cannot lawfully be on U.S. and state highways.
Language for one easement says the tribe expressly retains all rights and authority over the land. A 1990 circuit court ruling finds that, without tribal consent, the state does not have jurisdiction on highways within reservation boundaries. The governor's office says that ruling doesn't apply in this instance. Noem says she continues to work in good faith with the tribes, offering a plan to remove the checkpoints. Cheyenne River Sioux tribal leaders say they received the proposal and are considering the plan. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.
A new survey of bankers in rural parts of Ten Plains and western states inched upward in May from April's record low, but remained profoundly low as efforts to stop the spread of COVID-19 wreaked havoc on the rural economy. The overall index for the region rose slightly to 12.5 from April's record low of 12.1. Any score below 50 suggests a shrinking economy. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says nearly three of every four bankers surveyed reported restructuring farm loans to deal with weak farm income. Bankers from the Dakotas and eight other states were surveyed. A man suspected of vandalizing an exhibit of outdoor art sculptures in Sioux Falls has been arrested in Alaska. The 35-year-old man is being held on a felony charge of intentional damage to property between $100,000 and $500,000. Minnehaha County State's Attorney Crystal Johnson says the man was arrested Tuesday in Fairbanks, Alaska, after a warrant was issued. He's currently awaiting extradition back to South Dakota. Officers responded to a report of vandalism downtown on May 5th after two sculptures in several windows at U.S. Bank and the Carroll Institute were damaged.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.